New Britain Herald, New Britain, Connecticut, Thursday, September 2, 1920. Page 1. Headline. Suffragists score GOP governor possibilities. Subheadline. 8 who might receive Republican nomination blacklisted. Subheadline. Clifford Wilson favored. Article heading. Connecticut women have been watching politics in this state. The following is a list of desirable and undesirables. 122 members of the Connecticut Women's Suffrage Association met in session at the state headquarters in Hartford this afternoon. The session was a closed one, it is reported, but it was announced that matters of particular importance politically would be discussed. Miss Grace Murray, acting executive secretary of the state association, today confirmed reports of the activities of the women of the state in the coming Republican convention when a candidate for governor will be chosen. Miss Murray stated that there were women from every part of the state at this afternoon's session, and things of great interest were being discussed. The Connecticut Women's Suffrage Association has sent a blacklist of Republicans seeking the governorship to all its members throughout the state, with items of interest concerning the stand the men took on suffrage, as well as reasons for opposing them. A list of favorable candidates was likewise sent to each worker. 8 men mentioned as possibilities for the nomination as Republican candidates for governor were unfavorable to the Connecticut Women's Suffrage Association because of their stand on suffrage in general and a special session of the Connecticut legislature in particular. 6 are favorable. In a statement issued by the Association to county and state workers, supplemented by a later list of 3 additional possibilities, the attitude of the association is made clear. The statement says, quote, "The following men apparently are seriously considered and are therefore of importance to us. Opposite their names is given the information in regard to their stand on ratification and our attitude toward them. Clifford B. Wilson, favorable. Judge John L. Gilson, favorable. Robert Scoville, favorable. Senator Charles A. Templeton, unfavorable. Senator John A. Brooks, unfavorable. Robbins B. Scoville, unfavorable. Governor Marcus H. Holcomb, unfavorable. Judge James T. Walsh, unfavorable. Honorable Frank Healy, unfavorable. Colonel W. H. Hall of Washington, unfavorable. In view of this, we suggest that you tell those men who are probably going as delegates to the convention what men we oppose. The 4 men who have answered satisfactorily would be acceptable to us. But, as between them, Schuyler Merritt would probably not accept a nomination, and Judge Gilson's name has been less prominently mentioned. So the choice of the women seems to narrow down to Lieutenant Governor Wilson and Robert Scoville. All women know and are grateful for the way that Clifford Wilson has stood by us, both during the fight for the presidential bill and at other times. Robert Scoville has been less prominently identified with our movement, but has helped us with his time and money, and has the respect of the state for the work he did as food administrator during the war." Unquote. Later, this list was supplemented by the names of District Attorney Hugh M. Alcorn and John T. Robinson, who are listed as favorable to suffrage and acceptable to the association.